Welcome, everyone, to the Behind the Curtain podcast, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast where we talk about the goings-ons of the North Bend Theater and things behind the curtain. I am one of your hosts, Skylar Posser, the manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I'm here, too. I'm Steven, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
All right, so we're still awaiting opening. Still COVID, still happening. So, new news is light here. We have a couple new virtual cinema titles coming up. We're eyeballing, hopefully opening sometime in July, but of course we don't know for sure. There's some fun news out there about Disney releasing some of their older titles for theaters to play. So we might be looking at that. You have anything specific you want to talk about today, Steven?
No.
No? All right.
Yeah. I mean, I've said in previous episodes, like, all of the stuff that I would normally do is on hold until, basically on hold until coronavirus goes away. Either we eradicate it with tiny lasers or it just, you know, becomes obscure or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
It will conglomerate together to form one giant final form that we have to battle. Just like the COVID monster. All right, so I guess I'll just jump into what we have coming up for virtual cinema. We have one new title, which actually will have just come out last Friday, the 26th, and that is The Invisible Witness, which is a, what do you call it, a court drama kind of thing? A murder mystery / court drama. It's in French with subtitles, so that's kind of fun. It's a foreign film. And then this upcoming Friday the 3rd, we have John Lewis Good Trouble, which I actually don't know the synopsis for because I literally just added it like maybe a couple hours ago. So we got news from the distributor that we can have it. And I'm like, awesome, put it on the calendar. And now I gotta look into what it's all about. And that's pretty much all we have for virtual cinema. We just haven't gotten any new titles beyond that.
We do have the updates that a handful of the movies are ending, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. Let's see. What do we have? We have Once Were Brothers, Slay the Dragon, and The Whistlers, all titles from Magnolia Pictures that are ending on the 30th. I believe 30th of June, so tomorrow is their last day. And then we have, there's a few more that are ending on the 7th, but they don't apply to us. They're not movies that we have.
Okay.
And then they're ending those runs to make way for the new John Lewis Good Trouble movie, because that's their newest feature. But yeah, we'll just start expiring some of our virtual cinema movies, and I'll have to start going through and replacing them. Yeah, some of them have ran... Oh, geez, what was it? Once Were Brothers was our first one, and that started March 20th, I think, quite a while ago. Now you got me looking at the calendar. Actually, no, it was the beginning of April, April 17th, but even still, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we thought we were only going to keep them for 1 or 2 weeks, and then we found out, oh, you can keep them as long as you want. Oh, all right, why not? Guess we'll just have it available. That way, if you want to watch a movie online, support us, and... watch it through our portal. So yeah, the other cool thing that's coming up is Disney releasing, I think it's like 4 weeks straight of their, I think it's like 3 movies per week for 4 weeks, and include things like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, the Black Panther. I think I poked Beth to get what was the last one? I'm forgetting it off the top of my head. Black Panther was one of them. I was like, yeah, we should get that one. That was a good movie.
Are these for streaming online or?
Either a virtual stream experience or like brick and mortar actual screening.
Huh. That's impressive.
Yeah, I know. Disney is actually allowing some of their older films, which is pretty cool. Now I'm looking to see what the other films were. There was a couple really good ones. Oh, yeah, the live-action Beauty and the Beast was one of them.
Hmm.
Actually, have quite a few. Zootopia, Inside Out, Iron Man, the original, the first one.
Oh, wow.
I told Beth we should get that one, too, because that's, at this point, a classic.
That's a, yeah, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
That was 2007?
Eight, 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, I told her that, you know, it's like, that's the original. That was the movie that kind of launched the Avengers series,
mm-hmm.
the whole Marvel series. And it's standalone, a pretty awesome film, too. Inside Out is a pretty good one, but I can't watch that one because it makes me cry every time I watch it. Mm-hmm. Too emotional. See, they also have the first Avengers, Greatest Showman, The Jungle Book live action, Star Wars The Force Awakens, Deadpool, Empire Strikes Back. Some of them actually beginning as early as the 26th, last Friday.
Wow. That's super impressive because Disney isn't usually, and we've talked about that before, of Disney's not usually flexible as far as their licenses and stuff are concerned. So this is, I don't know, I guess a boon to put it one way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. I was actually talking to Riley about it, and he said that the team that handles these like older films is just a really small team. He said there was like maybe three people, which is probably why they don't license stuff out, because then everyone would do it.
Hmm.
But then they get overwhelmed. But it's a small team that handles their films out of theatrical run, and so they put together this catalog of these films, and I can only imagine how swamped for requests they're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
All, like, theaters around the nation open up, and they're like, what do we play? Oh, look, Disney's available.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. I don't really have any other news besides that. We're looking at those Disney films, if we are able to open in time. We have a couple new titles, but we don't have any other major events or anything planned.
Yeah, I was hoping that we would have another one of the concert streams, but I think because of the weird time frame of not knowing when to open, not quite sure when to put it on a calendar. So,
yeah, that reminds me, for the 4th of July, Independence Day, we will be moving our order to go concessions to 1 to 4, so earlier in the day.
Mm, okay.
So people can, I guess, get popcorn and take it back for their evening barbecue and 4th of July celebration. That's the usual thing, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Burgers, hot dogs, and popcorn.
Uh-huh. And small fireworks that send people scared and running.
Yeah.
That's what I plan to do, at least.
This scare small children with fireworks?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, business as usual until we reopen and have more events and showtimes to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining for the short podcast. And for everyone out there, if you want to get a hold of us or suggest things for us to talk about, give us some topics to actually dive into a little more, you can reach us at business@northbendtheater.com via email, or you can message us on Facebook. I don't recommend calling the office phone right now because we're not in during the day very much. So those are the ways to reach us, and we'll catch you next time.